Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and you probably saw the new laws allowing employees to work from home that are going to change working life forever. So the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar published Ireland's first national remote work strategy. This will make it a permanent option for life after COVID and will become the norm for 20% of public sector employees to work from home. So this traditional 9-to-5 office kind of based job could be gone. Doesn't mean you have to work from home, but the legislation means that you have the right to request it. And there's also going to be a code of conduct on the right to switch off after working hours. Music to a lot of people's ears. We've got Shiafer Rush on the line here, who is from Lewis Silken Global HR Lawyers. Morning, Shiafer. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Trina. Thank you for having me on.
So many questions that people have, because this kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it, during the week? We weren't expecting this. Is this something, first of all, that will be open to the private sector as well as the public sector?
Yes, it will. And, you know, I think it's great the department has moved quite quickly in terms of, you know, they did have a guide to remote working at the end of 2019. They then did a consultation in July when so much of the population had moved to remote working more because they were forced to do it. And we saw a lot of employers in industries that maybe wouldn't have embraced home or remote working as much as they have had to. So they then quickly put in place a checklist on remote working, which is up on the department website at the moment. The HSA has also done a much more detailed guidance around working from home as well. So what the department says is that our intention, as you said, is for 20% of public sector workers to be working from home by the end of the year. But they will also put in place a law, hopefully September to December timeline, that will, it won't give people a right to work from home, but what it will do is give them a statutory entitlement. So it gives them a legal footing to make a request to work from home.
Okay. Now, obviously, there are some jobs that where it's impossible to work from home. You work in a shop or you work in a hospital or whatever. There are some less obvious ones that employers might say no to as well. So like if you work, you know, where you're dealing with, accounts or finance or something that's kind of GDPR related, they could very well turn around and say, not a hope, couldn't they?
They could, but they'll find it less easy to do it. So at the moment, there's nothing to stop any employee from asking to work remotely. And there are lots of jobs that facilitate that at the moment. I think that employers will need to review their business structures and see what can facilitate remote working so that they're ready for these requests. But what we'd really hope as an employment lawyer would be to see what the criteria will be for employers to consider these requests and, you know, how will the requests work? And if an employer unreasonably refuses a request, will there be an internal appeal or will it be just for the employee to bring a claim to the Workplace Relations Commission on foot of that refusal and to challenge that refusal?
Now, OK, let's get to the very beginning of this. What is the best way for an employee to request this working from home, Shiafer, would you say? How do you start or how do you even, is it an email or what way would you go about it?
Well, at the moment, there's no set way. So, you know, maybe an initial chat with the employer to say, you know, would you be amenable to it and, you know, maybe sound them out and then, yeah, put a request in writing. It's likely that the legislation will set out how these requests are to be made. So a little bit like when an employee is going on maternity leave, they have to give 4 weeks notice in writing. I think that the legislation will probably, you know, give us a roadmap on how an employee can do that.
And at this point, can they say no? If you said that, you know, when we're back, I don't want to be back. Can they say no at this point or do we need to wait?
When you say wait, what do you mean?
Do we need to wait till the end of the year till we know what's going on with COVID and everything? Or can you put in a request now to work from home?
Okay. Yeah, an employee could put a request in now. So, you know, under the employment contract, there's nothing to stop an employee from requesting that and for the employee and employer coming to their own agreement under the employment contract around remote working. So that can be done by agreement at any time. What this new law means is that the employee will actually have a right to request remote working. And then it will set out, well, we hope that it will set out so that we have clear guidance on, you know, how does the employer say no? Will they be required to set out their reasons in writing? And what will be the test of what a reasonable refusal? So let's say, as you say, if somebody's in a customer facing role, I think it would be reasonable for the employer to say, well, no, you can't do that job from home. But if an employee is in, you know, a support and an admin support role, so finance and, you know, commercial sales or something like that, where, you know, the job can be done from home, even 1 or 2 days a week or something like that, well, then the employer might find it a little bit more difficult to say no, particularly where it has been shown that they've been able to do the job remotely during COVID. So I think employers will have to be very, they'll have to do a very good review of their business, particularly in light of, you know, how the work has been done during COVID, and outline how requests will be dealt with, what criteria will they look at to determine whether the job can be done, and what information they have to include in any refusal of a request.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, COVID, there's the perfect chance that you got to demonstrate how you could do it from home and do it without any kind of a plan in place. I mean, it literally all had to happen overnight. There are cases, though, as well, Siafra, where you might have a colleague who has been working at home this whole time, well, long before COVID, or even work from home a couple of days a week, and your employer might have said to you in the past, oh, no, you can't be gone as well because that's too many people out of the office. Would that be acceptable?
I think employers will have to be really careful around this, because there may be some potential for discrimination where, as you say, one employee has been allowed to work from home and the other has not. Now, that's only if they feel that they have been refused on one of the discriminatory grounds under the Employment Equality Act. But if, for instance, you've got one employee who's working 4 days from home and another wants to, and the employer says, well, no, because we need people in the office, they might need to justify on objective grounds, so on business grounds, as to why one has been refused and one hasn't, and why they couldn't balance it out by, you know, maybe reducing one and increasing the other. Mm-hmm. So again, we're really waiting to see the legislation here and what guidance there is there for employers to justify a request or a refusal of a request.
Okay. Say, Siafra, they say, okay, that's fair enough, you can continue working from home. Would an employer have the right to reduce your salary if they turned around and said, you're not going to be paying your bus fare now, or you don't have to pay for your car parking space, you can take this reduction? Can they do that?
Well, if you were to ask me that last year, can an employer just simply, and even at the moment, can an employer just reduce an employee's pay? I would say no, not without consent. The Payment of Wages Act prevents an employer from doing that. I do think that as a result of this, if, for instance, and maybe not for existing employees, but maybe if employers are hiring new people and they say this is a job that can be done full time from home, well, then they might reduce the pay on those roles, because they might say, well, you don't need to live and work in Dublin, for instance, or Cork, or any of the big cities where the cost of living is higher. Yeah. So we might offer a reduced salary for that role. But for existing employees, it would have to be a question of consultation and, you know, getting employee consent.
I don't think too many people would agree to it. But then again, maybe if they've got a, you know, the commute is so much for them, costs them a fortune in tolls and petrol and everything. So it's kind of a grey area, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a matter for agreement between the two. So, I definitely do anticipate that as being one of the kind of maybe fallout positions from a greater remote working strategy in Ireland.
What are the benefits, Siafra, do you think, for an employer to allow this working from home?
As with everything, there's pros and cons, I think, for both employer and employee. I think it's a great way for employers to retain good staff. Certainly as a woman who, you know, I've had children and I have seen where other colleagues who just, you know, found it really difficult to manage work and a family, and they just said, well, I'm going to give up work because I have a family. And, you know, I think that the remote working, and it's not just working from home, like remote working does also cover working in hubs and things like that. But yeah, I think that it will help employers to attract and retain good staff. I think also they can reduce their property costs, because they might not need as much office space as they would have needed before, where they can facilitate people in the remote working. You might even find that they would reduce their costs by moving offices, by moving out of cities altogether, because they don't need the offices to be in the cities, or maybe they'll have a smaller footprint in the city centre but move out. So there's lots of advantages, I think, for both, on both sides, for arising out of this.
There's
concept.
Cons too, when it comes to, you know, mixing with the colleagues and ideas being thrown around. There's pros and cons to everything, really, and also the social side of it, because it sounds lovely, doesn't it, working from home, until you're maybe 3 years in. And you're fed up looking at the four walls in your own home.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think one of the biggest fallouts for employers is the mental health aspect and the social isolation for employees, and, you know, trying to keep people motivated while everybody's working from home, and everybody has their own individual circumstances and struggles, particularly when people are trying to homeschool or they're trying to look after cocooning older parents and do their shopping, or, you know, so there's been additional stresses to people working from home during COVID that, you know, hopefully, we've got everybody getting vaccinated, that we might not see, where remote working becomes a little bit less of a roller coaster than it has been during COVID. But that said, I think that this is going to be part of the legislation that employers will have to put policies in place around remote working, because they'll have to say, you know, here are the expectations. For instance, on Zoom calls, we want you to have your screen on. You know, you have to be kind of working while you're remote working. But they might also require people to come into the office, because you do miss that. Like, I miss my colleagues. Yeah. I miss being in the office and having the chat. But also the potential for innovation and collaboration and just talking around ideas for your business are, you know, you do lose that to an extent. Now, I think people are getting better as we work remotely more, but I definitely wouldn't be applying to work remotely permanently, to put it that way.
Yeah. You mentioned there, Shifra, about the juggling of the families and people, you know, who've had to give up their job because they just couldn't manage everything. So with all these pandemic babies, and I believe a baby boom is on the way, some women will be gone on their maternity leave before we all return to the office after COVID. So if you're expecting now, can you make an agreement now to allow for working from home on your post-maternity leave return date?
Yeah, you could. As I was saying earlier, there's nothing to stop an employee and an employer agreeing now about remote working arrangements. But as somebody who has been on maternity leave, I know I ran back into the office afterwards.
Oh, come here. I was working throughout.
To have some adult interaction. But yeah, absolutely, there's nothing to stop anybody from approaching their employer now and saying, you know, I feel that I might need a remote working or a more flexible working arrangement, you know, after I've had my baby when I come back. And, you know, lots of employers, I think, will be more amenable to those requests than they might have been before, because the proof has been in the pudding during COVID, with so many businesses just like moving into the agile environment very quickly.
Mm-hmm. You may find, as you mentioned, about employers moving premises or going to a smaller one, there will be some people who have their nose put out of joint because of that, because it suits them to be in city centre or it suits them to be away from home. So you're just not going to be able to please everyone, sure you're not.
No, and like the departments have always been very, I mean, even with the pandemic unemployment payment and, you know, the emergency wage subsidy scheme, they've been very emphatic about making sure that discussions and collaboration and consultation between employers and employees continues. So that really is going to be a question of, you know, if there are going to be changes to employees' terms and conditions in terms of their places of work, well, then if it's a material change, you know, some level of consultation would be ideal and in some cases required.
And just to finish up, I've loads more I'd love to ask you, so you're definitely going to have to come on another day, Shifra.
Do
you need to get your contract changed to reflect any agreement about remote working, or is a verbal agreement enough?
I think a verbal agreement in principle is fine, but certainly I would be recommending that. That's quite a material change to terms and conditions. So, you know, you might not need to actually change the physical contract. You know, you may be able to do it by way of kind of a letter. But really, I think that this legislation is likely to require employers to put a remote working policy in place that sets out what the expectations are on both employer and employee. For instance, you know, do we need to get you equipment to get you set up to be able to do the job properly, as opposed to on your ironing board, which is one horror story I heard about beginning of COVID. And then, you know, what does the employer expect in terms of response time to emails or, you know, meetings, or, you know, we might need you to come in for team meetings or town halls, that kind of thing. So a verbal agreement may be in principle, but certainly I think, yeah, you need to record something in writing with discretion to be flexible as well around it would be advised.
You're very good for answering all our questions today. There is Shifra Rush from Lewis Silken Global HR Lawyers, and she's promised me I have it all there on tape. Promise me to come back to give some more employment law advice. Thanks so much, Shifra.
Thank you, Trina. Take
Cheers.
Care.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.